Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalm 16, and we will read the whole Psalm. Psalm 16, Lord, you preserve me, O God, for in Thee do I put my trust. O my soul, Thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of a blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in the pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for this day you give us to come and to worship and to be in your presence. Hear our prayers, O God, and answer us, O Lord, that your promises be confirmed to us, to your church, to your saints, O God, who are serving you, are praying and crying to you day and night. O God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask for forgiveness of our sins. Let's confess our sins to the Lord. We ask you to cleanse us from the way of unrighteousness for your name's sake, O God. By the blood of Jesus, by your word, by the Holy Spirit. O God, we have no one but you to come to you in our needs, in our troubles. Let us come to God and ask him your needs. We thank you, God, for all that you give us. And we present to you today our requests, O God. Our problems, the difficulties, the struggle that we are passing through in this life. O God, shield us, sustain us, and help us to go on and serve you. O God, we pray. You heal the sick among us. You provide for those who are without job, without income. Open doors for us, O God, to live a life that's pleasing to you, O God. Reveal your plans and your will to your church and to your people and to each and every member of us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for our families. Lord, I pray for each and every family, each and every husband to be the head of the family, and you will be on his head, O God, that he will lead the family in according to your will. I pray for the wives to be also obedient to the call of God in their life, to help their husband and to support the mission of your work in each and every family. I pray for children to be under the instruction of the parents to fear you and walk in your ways. O God, we pray in the name of Jesus to strengthen each and every family, salvation for souls who are not yet saved in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, O God, that you will shine, each and every family, to shine to the people that's around us. O God, help and provide. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pray for your job now, your income. Lord, you preserve all the jobs and incomes and salaries of your people. I pray that we will shine, we will do the right things, that we will pray for the people, with us working, for our boss, for the places that we are working, I pray, oh God, that all companies, places we work, that it will prosper, so we too will prosper, oh God. God, we pray for souls to be saved. We pray for people to come and to serve you and to give their life fully to you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray now also for the places that we came from. Let us pray for our neighborhood people, our relatives, our friends, our colleagues. In the previous days, let us pray. Oh God, we pray for souls to be saved from all these people that we are in contact with in before, in our previous places that we live. Oh God, friends, relatives, and neighborhood. Oh God, we pray, we commit ourselves to preach your word to them. Oh God, to tell them about you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Let's pray now for one another. Sure, there are people need prayer, or brothers and sisters, if you know anybody who is in need of prayer right now, pray for healing, pray for provision, pray for solution, pray for wisdom, pray for relief. Thank you, God, for your deliverance, your help, and your support to us. Oh God, we are bringing the request of our brethren to you. You help them, you provide, you strengthen, you protect in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. Let's now pray for this place here in New Aden. God put his church and the extension in other places, in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, and Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, and other places that God's church had extended through families, through congregations, through also individual members and workers. Lord, we pray for favor from you, that you receive from all these governments. In the name of Jesus, that whatever we need of logistic needs, papers, documentation, of God, facilities, that we will get and we will have favor from them, that will be well provided. We pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we commit ourselves to evangelize, to pray for the salvation of these souls, salvation for those who are in the governments. And also, Lord, we pray that you reveal yourself to them in vision and in dreams. We pray also, Lord, that you answer our prayers for them. Let them know that you are the true God and we are your servant. Yes, O Lord. Let's now pray for the church, pray for yourself, that to be filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord, all of us, to go and serve you, Lord, to evangelize. I pray, Lord, to protect all the workers, members, pastors, and leaders. Protect us from the work of Satan. Protect us from this pandemic. Protect us from all the hindrances. And help us, O God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost once again. And lead us to evangelize, to reach the lost, to reach new people. I pray for more souls to be saved, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that to give us gift of evangelism, gift of healing, gift of faith, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and whatever we need of spiritual gifts to perfect your work in your church, O God. Hear our prayer. We need you, O Lord, this time more than ever before, O God. We commit ourselves to your service, O God. Open doors for us to evangelize. And I pray for each and every one of us. We do all what we can to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that show your presence in our lives. Help us, O God, to declare your word, to live your word, to be truthful, O God, to be full of love and care to the people, O God. Lead us and guide us. We thank you, Lord. Lord, even we pray for this day, O God, bless our worship, O God. Bless all the items of our worship. Bless the songs, the prayers, the recordings. Bless the message, the giving, all the items of our worship and our service. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us all stand and let us worship the Lord.
Our God is an awesome God. Thanks.
Let us sit in His presence. Let us collect now our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit and bring them to the storehouse of God. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness, your help, and your support and your provision in our lives. Thank you for everything you give us and provide for us. Thank you for our jobs, our income, salaries, and here we are bring to you as belong to you of tithes and offerings and first fruit and our vows, O God. We bring it to your storehouse as you promise, O God, as you command. And we trust the Lord that you will fulfill your promise, that you will open the Lord guest of heaven, and pour out so much blessing upon your people, and you will rebuke the devourers, O God, and you will let nation know that we are blessed by you. Lord, I pray use this money to reach the lost and to satisfy all the needs. I pray also for our brethren who have no job, give them, and those who have difficulties in getting income, provide for them, O God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, magnify. This is all we ask and pray in His name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us continue today speaking about how to work out your own salvation and how to keep your name written in the book of life. The scripture, the Bible speaks that when we are saved by the blood of Jesus and we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, that our name are written in the book of life. And also the Bible, also the scriptures speak that names should be blotted out and out of the book of life, out of the book of the Lamb, when they don't persist in sin and when they don't do what God ordained for them to do. We will go through scriptures to speak about that in Book of Revelation, chapter 13, and verse 4 and verse 8. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Those who worship Satan, the beast, and they do evil, their names are not written in the book of life. In chapter 17, book of Revelation, chapter 17 and verse 8, they say, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on there shall wander, whose name were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. So here again, confirmation. Those who follow the beast, Satan, the dragon, and his will, their names are not written in the book of life. In the book of Revelation, when the final judgments, people standing in front of the white throne of judgment for God, those, their name was, who is not written in the book of life, they will be cast into the fiery lake of fire. Verse 12, chapter 20, Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And in verse 15 we read, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is another scripture speak about the book of life. Those their name is not written in the book of life will be cast into fire. Those who live in sin, like witchcraft, telling lies, stealing, immoralities, cheating, and underage, and they continue in that style of life. As we read in the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 27, they say, and there shall in no wise enter into it, mean the holy city, the heavenly Jerusalem that Jesus promised us, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So here, those who do defilement and sin, their names are not written, or it is blotted out from the book of life. We continue to speak today about examples and scriptures that motivate us to live up to the plan of God and His will in our life. We spoke last week. We get the example about the golden calf, when the Lord spoke that He will blot out the names of those who sin. And also on the rehearsal of Moses to the Israelites, we discussed that, we spoke about Simon the sorcerer. And today we'll get the example of the letter of God in the book of Revelation chapter 2. Book of Revelation chapter 3. Here the letter of Jesus to the church in Sardis. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Let's read. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and yet dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Verse 5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. That's his statement. God promised that he will not blot out his name, those who overcome. Therefore, we need to overcome. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, we thank you for this day. Anoint my lips, O God, and put verses and statements. Teach us, O God, motivate us. I pray for the fear of yours shall be upon your church and your people, those who are here and the rest of the congregations, the members, where your word will reach, your message will reach. We pray, O God, that everyone will work out his salvation with fear and trembling, and work out to keep his name in the book of life, O God. Lord, I pray for fruit 30, 60, and 100, according to your will. I pray for help and hope and wholeness and new souls to be saved, and workers to get revived and come back to you and save you and do the work of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you, magnify you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here, the letter of God to this church, and what is concern of for us is to work out our salvation. He say in verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. And Apostle Paul in Philippians, because here, remember what you have received and heard in the book of Philippians chapter 2, Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your salvation. Work out what you have receive and what you had here. Now here that this church has received certain things from the Lord. And they have received what they have received. What you have received? The gift of salvation, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the written Word, the promises of God, the material things that each and every one of them and each and every one of us and you today had received from the Lord. You need to work out the things that God would expect from you to do for Him. Speaking here about service and speaking here also about ministry. Here the message was directed to believers in a church, and in verse 5 we have read, "He that overcometh the same shall be clothed white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life." So here God would expect from us certain things. That letter was sent to that church because we have read in verse 2 why that letter was sent. We have read the statement, "For I have not found thy works perfect before God." Their work was not perfect, not complete. They have not done exactly what God was expecting from them to do. Why this had happened to that church and why this could happen in your life, in your ministry? Not complete, not perfect. What are the reasons behind that? You know, character and attitude is very important in determining our action and our deed. Why the work certain time is not complete or it is not perfect? The first reason we can put is laziness. You know, people some certain time they will put on fire and all of a sudden the fire will die out. And that's what we hear reading verse 1 about this church. When he said to them, "I know thy works," in verse 1, "that thou hast name, but thou livest and art dead." Laziness killed the work of God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, Proverbs 18, lazy attitude, complacent attitude, procrastination, all will lead to waste and destroy the work of God. In Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 9, we read, "He also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster." Laziness, people who are lazy are wasting. They are wasting things. That's why the work in the church in Sardis was not complete or perfect, because they were lazy. Sometimes, also put in your mind, when you don't want to endure hardship and persevere in affliction, that is also kind of laziness, and that will not make the work of God perfected. I mean, the other reason is of imperfect work is inconsistency. 1 or 2 days they are good. The third day, they are cold. They just discontinue. Or they get busy with other things. They start something, they put it aside, and they go do other things. That is inconsistency also keep the work undone. And that's what he say here. "I have not found your work perfect before God." And the other reason why they are inconsistent, why they are imperfect. You know, when we read, when he taught them in verse 2, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. So he was telling them certain instruction, and possibly he was telling them that even before, but they were not willing to respond to correction. He gave them instruction, certain things to correct them, but they are not responding. Non-teachable to the instruction or the correction they receive from the Lord. That had make their ministry and their work for the Lord is imperfect and not complete as God would expect from them to do. Now, the same for us. Hear the message. We are called by God today to perfect the ministry, the work that we have started. We need to endure, we need to be diligent to continue what God has started in us, even trials, hardships, struggles, but we need today to continue. Now, we read in verse 2, he says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. And in verse 3, he says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. Now, from these statements, we are coming to find out what are the things that we can do today, that you can do today to keep your name written in the book of life. He said, be watchful, wake up. You need to be alert and wake up from your sleep, as we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14. He say, therefore he say, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Be watchful, wake up, and check your situation. And what are the status in your life that need to be worked out and changed? You must see the wrong thing that is there so that you will be alert of what you need to do. You say, be watchful. And then you say, and strengthen the thing which remain that are ready to die. Here God is giving them another chance. Even today when he will tell us to strengthen that is about to die, that God giving us hope that he is still giving us before he will come. And we know that Christ may come at any time. He is giving us another chance today, giving you another chance today to correct the things. Strengthen the things, amend the things. There is another chance for you today to perfect the work that had been entrusted to you. He says, strengthen that. And the third point, he says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. That's we need every one of us to sit down with the Lord and find out clearly what he has received from God. Salvation, the Holy Spirit gifts, the ministry, the Word of God, the material things. A lot of things we have received. He said, remember what you have received. And also remember what God told you. You know, get a note. Sit down with God and get a note and put down what you receive and put down also what God asks you to do. Because that is a good way to remember, to put down in writing. And then he say, hold fast to the instruction, to the word of God that you had received, an instruction what God had asked you to do. Through his word that you are receiving, hold fast to his word and implement, not only you hear, but you must be a doer of his word. You know, in the book of book of James, chapter 1, and let us read verse 21 to verse 25, he says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with weakness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, as straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, when we look to the word of God, this is the perfect law of liberty, and do it, you will be perfecting the life and the ministry as God wants. And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Amen. So we need to hold fast, as we have read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, and then the next statement, and repent. Produce a fruit that goes with repentance. Repent, you must see now what the effect of your sin that had done. Whatever kind of sin, see now, when this sin allowed in your life, what havoc and destruction had brought and had hindered the work and the ministry to be perfected. We will go to the book of Galatians now. Here the message is to keep your name written in the book of life to the workers. The church is here in the book of Galatians. And chapter 4. Let me tell you something. There is no salvation for a Christian who does not serve the Lord. Amen. God wants us to save him and do his work. Book of Galatians, chapter 4 and verse 17. Galatians 4:17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Here, the message of God through Paul was to a person, to a believer, a worker in the church, his name Archippus. He told him, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. In his letter, he said to the church, you tell that person, Archippus, to fulfill his ministry, to heed, to do it exactly. And even here today, God is speaking to each and every one of you, of us today, that you have received ministry, you have to fulfill it and to do it well. Even as a church, we are responsible to admonish people and direct them to do the work and the ministry that God wants them to fulfill. We will go now also to another church that is here, to the church of Corinthians. Now we will go to the second Corinthians and the message to the church of the Corinthians, chapter 6. There is no salvation to those who does not serve God, or those who does not continue to serve the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, speak about how verse 6, here Apostle Paul spoke about Titus, how through his initiative he was moving with full willingness to collect for the saint, and he was asking the church in Corinthians to help him. In so much that we desire Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. So he started and he said, that is going to finish. And he was asking them in this letter to cooperate with him so that he will continue and fulfill his ministry. Therefore, as he abandoned everything, in verse 7, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. He was speaking to them that they need to be abound also in their giving. Now, based on verse 7, not only that we need to excel in the giving, but we need to be abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us. See here, we need to be diligent in giving our lifetime, material things to the Lord. We need to be abound in faith, trusting that He will fulfill His promises. We need also to be abound in knowledge, knowing what is in the Word of God, not for knowledge, but to know what God wants to tell us and what we need to do. Above all, through the Word of God, we need that we will know His will to us. Utterance to be abound in others. We should not stop speaking and declaring the Word of God to the people around us or to whom God is sending us. And also, we need to abound in love. Love is to give, to forgive, to sacrifice, to be willing to go along what God is asking us to do. And Apostle Paul further instruct the Corinthians. Let's read verse 10 to 12. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before, not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. He is encouraging them to continue, to complete the ministry. For if there be first a willing mind, if you are willing, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. God wanted to have willingness to continue the work and to perfect the work, the ministry that the Lord had given to you. You know, we are reminded to what the Lord spoke to the church in Sardis, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 5. He say, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. This message also applies for Archippus in the church of Colossae, that if he will overcome, and to the Corinthians, and me and you and the church of God today. We need to overcome. It's a hard time. It's a struggle. It's difficulties. But we need to overcome so that our name will not be blot out from the book of life. The scriptures that God give us is to enlighten our mind. Let us therefore apply what we have received. Apply what God revealed to us from the scriptures. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29, we read, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Now hear the point. When God revealed to us things, it is for us and for our children, for our disciples, for the ministry, for the church, that we may do the whole word to implement. Remember what you have received. Strengthen the part that is dead. Repent, hold fast, repent. The promise of the Lord is that He will not blot out our names in the book of life. The message is a motivational message for the workers, for the church, for all the congregations. God wants us to go on serving Him, evangelizing, reaching new people, discipling, making a new disciple. Remember what you had received and hear. Let's all stand in God's presence. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Yes, let's come back to the Lord and come back to the Lord in repentance. We might be drift away. You might be lazy, complacent, inconsistent, but God wants you to repent. Repent of your sin, because you must see what your sin has done. Havoc. Come back to the Lord in repentance. Come, God love you. God wants you to abound. Abound in giving, abound in grace, in love, in utterance, in knowledge. Come to the Lord. In also diligence, God wants you to be active in service. Hallelujah. Come to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for encouraging word to us. The Lord and repent and serve Him.
But your glory is what we desire to see, and in your presence is where we love to be. Oh Lord, show us your mercy and grace.
The Lord. God love you. The Lord had a great plan for you. Come and save him. Lord, thank you. Take your word and spread it. Oh God, let be a fruit that what you desire shall be accomplished. And bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harms that will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.